Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's be real. We all know how a bad night's sleep can throw a wrench into the entire day. Like, picture this. You wake up feeling groggy, grumpy, like you just ran a marathon backwards. Sound familiar? Trust me, I've been there, more times than I care to admit. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. That's why today, we're diving into the world of sleep hygiene, because a good night's rest isn't just about feeling less tired, it's about setting yourself up for success in every aspect of your life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Sleep hygiene. Doesn't sound very exciting, but stick with me, because we're going to break down some simple, actionable tips that can make a world of difference. Think of this as your personalized sleep upgrade, ready to level up your mornings and conquer the day? Alright, let's get into it. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind when it comes to nailing your sleep hygiene. First off, consistency is key. I know, life throws curveballs all the time, but try your best to go to bed and wake up around the same time each day, even on weekends. This helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle, making it easier to fall asleep and wake up feeling refreshed. Ever notice how jet lag messes with your entire system? It's because your internal clock is out of whack. Number 2. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Think of this as your wind-down ritual. Maybe it's taking a warm bath, reading a good book, avoid those thrillers right before bed, or listening to calming music. Whatever works for you, aim for at least 30 minutes of chill time before hitting the hay. This signals to your body that it's time to start winding down and preparing for sleep. You know that feeling when you're trying to fall asleep but your mind is racing with a million thoughts? A relaxing routine helps quiet those mental chatterboxes. Speaking of quiet, noise can be a major sleep saboteur. Make sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. If street noise keeps you up at night, invest in some earplugs or white noise machine. And if the temperature's too toasty, try a fan or opening a window for some fresh air. Ever notice how much easier it is to fall asleep on a crisp autumn night? That's because our bodies naturally crave cooler temperatures when we sleep. Okay, number 4. Limit screen time before bed. I know, this one's tough. But that blue light emitted from your phone, laptop, and TV can interfere with melatonin production, the hormone that helps regulate your sleep cycle. Try to put away your devices at least an hour before bedtime. Instead, try reading a physical book, listening to music, or spending some quality time with loved ones. You'll be surprised how much better you sleep when you give your brain a break from the digital world. And finally, number 5, be mindful of caffeine and alcohol. Caffeine is a stimulant that can stay in your system for hours, making it harder to fall asleep. Try to avoid coffee and other caffeinated beverages late in the day. And while that evening glass of wine might seem relaxing, alcohol can actually disrupt sleep later in the night. Aim for a caffeine-free and alcohol-free bedtime routine for optimal sleep quality. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways for conquering sleep hygiene. Remember, good sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Now, let me share a real-life example that really drives this point home. I used to be one of those people who thought pulling all-nighters was a badge of honor. I'd brag about how little sleep I needed, but the truth is, I was a walking zombie. I couldn't focus, my mood was constantly up and down, and my energy levels were abysmal. Then one day, I decided to take sleep seriously. I started implementing these tips: consistency, relaxation routine, dark and cool room, and wow, what a difference. I started waking up feeling more energized, focused, and ready to tackle the day. My mood improved dramatically, and I even had more patience, a miracle in itself. Think about it. Wouldn't it be amazing if you woke up every morning feeling refreshed, ready to seize the day? Remember, taking care of your sleep is an investment in yourself, a gift that keeps on giving. So start prioritizing those ZZZs, and watch as your life transforms. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Stoic Morning Reset. Ready to level up your sleep game? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips, leave us a review, or connect with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.